This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Proposition 308 would let Colorado keep $175 million a year of sales tax that Tabor now refunds. A proposed conservation initiative asks voters to retain the sales tax on sporting goods for wildfire, water, and land programs. On The Kim Monson Show, engaged citizen Mike Rawluck laid out why he is watching it closely. Denver, a conservation measure now gathering signatures for the November ballot, would ask Colorado voters to let the state keep about $105 million a year of sales tax it already collects, money that under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights would otherwise come back to taxpayers as refunds. On the July 15 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show, Mike Rawluck, an engaged citizen with the Ralston Valley Coalition, walked through Proposition 308 and the questions he thinks voters should ask before they sign. Proposition 38 is a change to state statute, and it works through a provision of Tabor, the constitutional article that requires voter approval before the state keeps revenue above its limit. Under the measure, beginning July 1, 2027, the sales tax the state collects on sporting goods and equipment would become a voter-approved revenue change, letting the state retain that money instead of refunding it. The retained revenue would be divided four ways. According to the official measure text, 47.5% would go to Great Outdoors Colorado for land, parks, and wildlife conservation, another 47.5% to a new Colorado Wildfire Prevention and Water Fund, and 2.5% each to an Outdoor Equity Fund and an Outdoor Recreation Economic Development Fund. The wildfire and water share is itself split further, with $10 million set aside in the first year for a prescribed fire claims fund, and the remainder divided between forest and wildfire mitigation grants and water project construction. Colorado's nonpartisan fiscal analysts estimate the measure would move about $175 million in its first year, fiscal 2027-28, rising to roughly $80 million the next year. The official ballot title promises to raise the funding without raising taxes, and the measure does not change the price a shopper pays at the register. A near-identical companion, Initiative 309, was filed by the same proponents with a different split that sends more of the money to wildfire and water work. The dollars at stake are not a new tax. Colorado already charges sales tax on this equipment, and under Tabor, revenue the state collects above its constitutional cap is refunded to taxpayers. Proposition 308 would let the state keep the sporting goods share of that revenue rather than send it back. The state's own fiscal analysis estimates the measure would reduce required Tabor refunds by about $175 million in its first year. Rawluck's concern is what happens to that money once it is walled off. Unspent balances would stay in the dedicated fund at the end of each year and would not return to the general fund, and he argues that pressure lands on a state budget already staring at a shortfall of roughly $1.5 billion. This is the people's money, he said, describing a request to keep revenue that Tabor was written to send home. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where Kim Monson serves as president, took up the measure at a recent board meeting and is preparing an argument for the state's Blue Book Voter Guide. The measure does not spell out which products count as sporting goods in plain English. Instead, it defines the base through nine federal product codes drawn from census data, because the state does not track sales tax good by good. Independent reporting from the Colorado Sun describes the covered items as hunting, fishing, camping, golfing, cycling, boating, and snowmobiling gear. Rawluck reads those codes more broadly, listing bicycles, motorcycles, campers, farm and agricultural supplies, and even indoor fitness equipment, and he asks a plain question about the breadth of the definition. What do those specific codes for sales tax have to do with fighting forest fires, he said, especially indoor fitness equipment, especially farm and ag. Rawluck came to the measure through a longer fight over how the state spends wildfire money. He and an associate at the Eco Integrity Alliance, a grassroots group that opposes what it calls clear-cut style thinning, have been filing open records requests over logging on Jefferson County open space. The work is run through COSWAP, the Colorado Strategic Wildfire Action Program, housed within the Department of Natural Resources, which funds landscape-scale fuels reduction projects. on Three Sisters in Beaver Ranch Park, Rawlug said. Records he obtained show roughly $800,000 of planned logging at about $3,039.5 an acre, with the contractor allowed to sell the harvested logs on the open market and no requirement to repay taxpayers from the proceeds. He questions the science as much as the cost, arguing that clearing healthy, mature trees on steep slopes invites erosion and lets grass fires move faster, the way wind drove the Marshall Fire across open ground in 2021. State agencies and the measure's backers take the opposite view, holding that thinning overgrown forests lowers the risk of catastrophic fire. The measure has real support. It was proposed by Conservation Colorado, the Nature Conservancy, the Trust for Public Land, and Western Resource Advocates through the Campaign Committee. Yes for Colorado Land and Water, and the Denver Board of Water Commissioners endorsed it. The measure's own text describes the new Wildfire and Water Fund as protecting communities and water sources from wildfire. If proponents gather enough signatures, Colorado voters will decide in November whether to keep the sporting goods sales tax for conservation or let it keep flowing back as refunds. Rawlug's advice to listeners was to read the measure themselves before they sign anything and to notice when a ballot question points to Article 10 of the state constitution. And now, Kim's perspective. Every one of these ballot questions that points to Article 10 of our state constitution is asking the same thing, which is permission to keep money that Tabor says belongs back in your pocket. Proposition 308 addresses that request in the language of clean water and healthy forests, and who among us is against clean water and healthy forests? The harder question is, the one Mike Rawlug keeps asking, which is whether hundreds of millions of dollars aimed at thinning and logging actually makes us safer, or whether it mostly feeds the politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties who always seem to do well when government grows. A measure that asks you to give up your refund forever puts the burden of proof on the people making the request. Read the fine print, and when Article 10 shows up on your ballot, know exactly what is being asked of you. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.